Spike Lee's new movie Malcolm X was controversial even before it started production. The film, all 3 hours and 21 minutes, finally opened today in theaters across the country. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
I've always felt that Spike Lee was better at demagoguery than at movie making, that he had polished his gifts as a self-promoter while letting his skills as a director languish at the film school level. But with Malcolm X, Lee graduates with honors. He's still shameless enough to end his film with an awful sequence in which school teachers and ghetto kids and Nelson Mandela himself all seem to be telling us what an important movie we've just seen. And he still begins in the old reckless, rabble-rousing spirit, juxtaposing one of Malcolm X's most virulent anti-white speeches over footage of the Rodney King beating. But for the most part, this movie is smart and even-tempered, and it's also surprisingly entertaining. This is that rare biographical film that doesn't feel stiff, solemn, or worshipful. Lee takes the amazingly changeable Malcolm without passing judgment, and that leaves room for the audience to piece him together for themselves. What emerges is an intelligent, charismatic, but enormously gullible man. A man who threw himself into any way of living and thinking that captured his imagination, and a man so torn by the loss of first his father and then his mother that the rest of his life became a desperate search to discover who he was and where he belonged. Lee is brilliant in outlining the stages of that search, using a different style for each stage, garish and comical for the early years in Boston when Malcolm wore zoot suits and joined a numbers-running gang, then cold and monochromatic for the years in prison when he converted to Islam, dark-toned and sweeping for the years in which he rose to fame as a black Muslim, preaching that all white men were devils and that blacks should create a separate nation for themselves, and finally stark and almost newsreel-like for his last years, in which he broke from the black Muslims and softened his anti-white stand. During the film's second half, Lee shows a mastery he's never exhibited before. He gives the movie a genuinely epic grandeur and a powerful feeling of foreboding as well. And with his great star, Denzel Washington, he shows us why Malcolm's speeches electrified anyone who heard them.
Before there was any such thing as a Republican or a Democrat, we were black. Before there was any such thing as a Mason or an Elk, we were black. Before there was any such thing as a Jew or a Christian, we were black people. In fact, before there was any such place as America, we were black. And after America has long passed from the scene, there will still be black people. Year, these politicians are sent up here to pacify.
Right.
They're sent here and set up here by the white men. This is what they do. They send drugs in Harlem down here to pacify us. They send alcohol down here to pacify us. They send prostitution down here to pacify us. Why, you can't even get drugs in Harlem without the white man's permission. You can't get prostitution in Harlem without the white man's permission. You can't get gambling in Harlem without the white man's permission. Every time you break the seal on that liquor bottle, that's a government seal you're breaking. Oh, I say it again, you've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked.
Washington has been a terrific actor for years and years, but this is an enormous performance, broad yet brilliantly detailed, and it wordlessly answers the question that the screenplay can't, the question of how it was that the bright-eyed zoot suiter of the Boston years developed the formidable strength that allowed him to face first white cops, then black Muslims, and finally death itself. The movie's far from perfect. There are preachy sections and rhythmic lulls, and a lot of the lesser characters, especially the women, have a blandly generic feel. Still, those are minor stains on a huge canvas. While Lee was making this picture, a hue and cry went up in the black community over who owned Malcolm X and what did he represent. Which Malcolm X was this going to be? The criminal victimized by white society? The Muslim firebrand who fought racism with a vicious racism of his own? Or the sage but doomed leader who threw away his divisive rhetoric in favor of a steel-forged creed of unity against injustice? By giving each stage of Malcolm's career its appropriate weight, Lee has brought the whole of the man to life. He's delivered a Malcolm X for everybody.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.